What's going on, everybody, and welcome back for another episode of Triggered. This is Triggered, episode number 557 here on Wednesday, May 7th. And, of course, I could not turn down the possibility of coming back and hosting for today because my least favorite piece of shit rhino traitor senator is at it again up on Capitol Hill. You know who I'm talking about. It's the one and only piece of shit, Tom Tillis. Before I jump into that, hope you all have been enjoying Corey hosting here with Matt. Like I said, I'm going to try to host about half the time if I can, if my schedule allows. But, you know, I got a lot going on these days, and so it's hard to find time. But I had to make time for this today. So, Tom Tillis, once again, is playing the White Knight.
Yeah.
The Knight in
Shining Armor. Dealmaker extraordinaire. Yeah.
And bowing to the left on the nomination by President Trump of Ed Martin to be U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. Now, you might say, why is this so important? Well, I will tell you, it is one of the most important legal or judicial, whatever you want to say, positions that the president appoints, because this attorney here in D.C. prosecutes the highest level of FBI cases in the country, okay? And so we have a great American patriot, Ed Martin, who is a great MAGA patriot, a real, you know, a true believer, I guess, for lack of a better term, who has fought for the rights of Americans and for the Constitution for years and years and years, first as a defense attorney. And that's where, apparently, Tom Tillis takes his issue. But we're going to dive more into why I think he is doing this. But Tom Tillis says that his concerns have to do with January 6th, okay, and which we all know was one of the biggest scams ever perpetrated in the history of the country.
Yeah.
The issue is that Ed Martin, as a defense attorney, represented some January 6th defendants. So what?
Yeah.
He's one of the best defense attorneys, and every defendant in this country, last time I checked, this is still America, has a right to a legal defense, especially against frivolous prosecution or persecution by Biden's Department of Justice.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's not forget, Tom Tillis voted to confirm Merrick Garland as Attorney General, who launched that most expensive DOJ and FBI investigation in this country's history, and was for all for nothing. It was for nothing. It was for the political persecution of Joe Biden's opponents, is what it came down to. And let's not forget, all of these people have been pardoned. It is a moot point.
Yeah. But hey, you know, he has to, you know, he has to die on the hill, man.
Yeah.
He has to be Mr. Patriot.
And in the least shocking thing ever, Tom Tillis, the only time he talks publicly about this, talks to little miniature Manu Raju of CNN up on Capitol Hill. Side note, I was on Capitol Hill yesterday after this news broke yesterday morning, and when I walked by Tillis's office, well, not only did I want to pop my head in, but the doors were closed and locked, of course. wanted to pop in to wave at them and blow a kiss as I gin up the machine against them. There was a mob of patriots outside opposing his ridiculous, treacherous move to oppose this nomination by President Trump.
Was it the Brooks Brothers riot? You should have led one.
I should have.
You should have led
one. Yeah, I thought about it.
Let us in.
Yeah.
Let us in.
I was in my suit, although it's Calvin Klein. it's just one of the most ridiculous things ever. And Tom Tillis is just a fucking invalid piece of shit who is obsessed with January 6th. Apparently it was his own personal Vietnam.
Yeah.
And he's willing to die on this hill. And he apparently, you know, it all has to do with Ed Martin representing these people. And I'm like, what? And Mike Benz, who's great follow on X, if you don't follow him, Benz, he summed it up perfectly. He said, people are not appreciating the magnitude of the Ed Martin situation. The prosecutor is on top of the FBI. He runs all DC criminal investigations. He is the choke point for DC's worst secrets. If Ed Martin is blocked and Boasberg picks, which we're going to get into in a second, Trump 2.0's momentum is totally paralyzed. And so this story gets a whole nother level of interesting when you learn that if Ed Martin's temporary appointment, which expires on May 20th, is allowed to reach that date. Guess who picks the new interim attorney?
Yeah, Judge Boasberg.
Why does that name sound familiar?
Because he's the most notorious anti-Trump district judge who has tried to usurp the executive over a variety of issues, namely the deportation flights.
He's the leader of the judicial coup.
And he's trying to hold the Trump officials in contempt of that.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
despite
him having no authority over most of the shit, he's going along with it anyway, going ahead, because that's what they do.
Yep. And it's total bullshit. And fuck Tom Tillis. And there's so many levels to this. And let's not forget, also, back in February...
Yeah, he tried to get Pete Hegseth.
Yes.
He tried to get him.
Another treacherous plot against the president by this so-called Republican senator. He tried to sink the nomination of our now great Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, over bullshit made-up lies.
Yeah.
That he orchestrated with this leftist nutjob. And it was exposed by the Wall Street Journal, I believe, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you wrote about that.
Yeah, yeah.
And we played a key role in pressuring Tom Tillis into doing the right thing and voting to confirm. And I think that something similar might happen here. I think that seeing he didn't expect this to become such a thing. And as usual, when being given bad advice by liberal staffers up on Capitol Hill, because let's not forget, the people that really run Capitol Hill are the staff.
Yeah.
And personnel is policy. And his staff are filled with the worst of the worst. The worst of the worst. And they all hate me over there.
They don't see things coming.
Yeah,
it's funny how that always happens with this guy.
And I am proud to be hated by that office full of liberals. But we saved Hegseth's nomination, and we're going to try to do the same here. So keep up the pressure. Whether you live in North Carolina or you don't, ring their phones off the hook. I heard that they're sending them all to voicemail because there's so many calls coming in. Absolutely hammer them. Get on social media. Get out there and promote, you know, anything you can that's anti-Tillis at this point, because he is treacherous. And even the worst part of this, it's his election cycle.
Yep.
He is up in the midterms. And this morning, I get a fucking fundraising email from him. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And I tweeted, or ex-posted, whatever the hell you want to call it. I said, I'd rather die than give this guy another fucking dime. And I donated to him quite a bit back in his reelection in 2020.
Yeah.
And if he thinks that he can do this again, and he can just run again down there, he's got another fucking thing coming.
Because
I will make it my mission. I'll take off weeks of work if I have to and go down there and help that campaign, whoever's going to primary him. And I hope it's a good patriot. I've heard a number of names tossed around. But
Laura Trump?
I've heard
her name floating down there, and she's doing well in the polls.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I saw a hypothetical. It was pretty good.
I'll tell you what. If she wasn't considering running before, she sure as hell is now.
Yeah.
And it's quite something what he's doing here. And President Trump today said he's disappointed. I think that his somewhat muted response is in hopes that Tillis does come to his senses in the end, just like he did on Hegseth. But we'll see. That vote's not going to occur this week as it was normally scheduled to occur. It's been pushed to next week now. If they're even going to get him to come around, they're not going to bring it up if they're not going to be able to have the vote. And it's just unbelievable that we face yet again these rhinos up on Capitol Hill at every turn looking to put a knife in the president's back. Have they not learned their lesson? Yeah. And you saw it today with Lankford on CNN.
Oh, my God, going against the whole immigration policy that we got going on?
Yeah.
Mr. Let the Illegals In?
I mean,
pretty much, right? I mean,
he was working
on that deal with let all the illegals stay.
Yeah, well, let's not forget, not only is he now opposing the president's deportation agenda, from the reddest state in the country, going back to every point I've ever made about why in these fucking ruby red states do we have the worst senators?
It's
just unbelievable.
He's the Tom Tillis of the Midwest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, by a long shot.
I think the only exception to the rule I'd say there's a few.
Yeah.
Of ruby red senators, you have Ted Cruz, who's solid.
Yeah.
Cornyn, who sucks, so that balances it out.
Yeah.
Then you
Mike
have
Lee.
Yeah, Mike Lee, but Utah's weird, you know. They also have that other guy now, the Romney replacement, who sucks.
Well, that's true, yeah, right? That's true.
If you look at Oklahoma, Langford, like, yeah. What? Florida, we got Rick Scott, who's been okay. Who took Rubio's seat? I forget now. I don't even remember. Oh, that's how irrelevant that person's been. I mean, you know.
It really is a downgrade, because remember the late Tom Coburn.
Yeah.
Great conservative.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, sir. But, yeah, you got Langford there. Just,
every single county in Oklahoma voted for President Trump.
Yeah.
And this guy. And now this guy is opposing.
We're going to stop the deportation of terrorists. Terrorists! Yeah.
Well, that's the problem with all these senators, is they think they know better than the voters.
Yeah.
North Carolina voted to elect President Trump. What did President Trump promise? To pardon all January Sixers.
Yeah.
So I don't see the fucking disconnect, but apparently these senators think they know better than the voters of the country. And that's just, that's par for the course. All right, enough of that. fuck him. China seeks a deal.
We got a big meeting in Switzerland.
Yeah, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has been doing an absolutely phenomenal job, by the way. Heading over to Switzerland on Saturday to meet with China. I don't know who he's going to meet with, but some Chinese motherfucker. So all we want, fair trade.
Yeah.
It's not that difficult, right?
And we have another, a new trade deal with the UK will be signed soon.
Well, great segue. Right? Earlier this week in congressional testimony, Scott Bessent signaled that trade deals are coming quickly. Take a listen.
There are 18 very important trading relationships. We are currently negotiating with 17 of those trading partners. China, we have not engaged in negotiations with as of yet. So I expect that we can see a substantial reduction in the tariffs that we are being charged. Approximately 97 or 98% of our trade deficit is with 15 countries. 18% of the countries are our major trading partners. And I would be surprised that if we don't have more than 80 or 90% of those wrapped up by the end of the year. And that may be much sooner. That I would think that perhaps as early as this week, we will be announcing trade deals with some of our largest trading partners.
I believe it's the UK.
Yeah.
I think there was a lot of progress made with India, but now they've got their own problem with this war over there.
Yeah, I know.
You know, they're just fucking yelling at each other in gibberish.
Yeah.
we don't need to say more than that. You know, a couple nuclear powers, though, yeah, so it's questionable at best.
I know. And now China's going to be distracted by that, too.
Yeah.
So, it's fantastic. This is what we wanted. The markets have finally realized that the tariffs are a negotiating tactic. Remember, in April, Storm, this was going to be the worst April since 1932. Well, actually, it's a historic rebound. We all knew that the market was going to readjust. And I believe the S&P, the NASDAQ, the Dow, they are up. 9 consecutive days of gains. That has only happened 6 times in 97 years.
Yeah, well, I think that came to an end on Monday with one red day. But if you look at now versus pre-liberation, they were up.
Yeah, we're up.
So, I don't, everyone's just...
For those of you who bought in on the dip...
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations.
I think I might have recommended that, but not financial advice.
Also, buy gold, not financial advice.
Well, I'll tell you what. If they had listened to you to buy gold a while ago...
Oh, I know.
They'd be doing
good. I know. Y'all will be sitting like King Croesus over there.
Not financial advice. and then, today, these fucking retard reporters in the Oval Office...
Oh, God.
It constantly amazes me the questions that get asked in these impromptu press gaggles.
What are the concessions?
There was one on Monday.
Yeah.
Because over the weekend, President Trump's account, or the White House account, posted an AI photo of him as the Pope. Clearly a fucking joke, right? They ask, well, what about all these Catholics that are offended? I'm like, They're not offended. He's offended. Like, it's just you, the fake news media.
Yeah,
with Roger Goodell standing behind him, which was even more hilarious. Because DC is going to be hosting the 2027 NFL draft.
Amazing.
Today they ask this dumbass question. Take a listen.
Are you open to pulling back your tariffs in order to get China to the negotiating table?
No.
Bessent already said that we're going to negotiate this weekend. Mm. In what world would Trump say now he's going to stop the tariffs when they're already at the table?
Yeah.
It's already planned. I'm like, do you guys have a brain?
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's fucking nuts to me.
Well, this is why everyone's going to other information ecosystems, man.
Yeah.
This is a shit product.
Yeah. Yeah. What else do we got? Great news on the economy. Smashing expectations. Job report for April. Expected at 133,000. Became it at 177,000. The unemployment rate stayed the same. Federal government employment fell. And expenses for the federal government in the first quarter down 5.3%.
Nice.
That was separate news. Put that in there for you.
Yeah.
Labor force participation grew as more Americans entered the workforce, and Americans' wages continue to rise, up now 4% annually. Construction jobs up. Manufacturing jobs up. But my favorite part of that report... The number of Americans, native-born workers, skyrocketed.
Yeah.
The number of foreign-born workers plummeted.
Well, they probably got deported.
Get them out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to talk about immigration in a second, because that's been one of the largest successes of the first, now I guess, 107 days or whatever the hell it is of the Trump administration. But that, you know, that's been something I've been talking about for a long time, right? If you look at the chart, the pre-COVID levels... U.S. workers never got back to where we were before. And now the trend has totally reversed. And President Trump is taking care of the American people, the American workers. And you're going to see, I think, between all of these good things, the tariffs forcing these large companies to bring manufacturing back to the U.S., more manufacturing jobs, you're going to see this big, beautiful bill get unveiled, I think... A little bit before July 4th, I believe, is the timeline right now. But we already have large, broad strokes laid out by Treasury Secretary Bessent on what this, you know, permanent, making the permanence of the Trump tax cut, in addition to larger tax cuts, codifying all the DOGE spending cuts of the government, you know, tax credits, and it's gonna unleash the American economy.
Yeah.
And I think you're really going to see... You know, like, I think we played maybe a couple months ago the clip of Scott Bessent saying, just give us 6 months.
Yeah.
Right? The economy is going to need to go through a necessary transition, and then the Trump economy takes over, you know, in late July or whatever, and then you'll see. And that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And you're already seeing it happen right in front of our eyes.
Egg prices are at historic lows.
Yeah, how about that one?
No.
Well, all we heard about, weeks.
Egg prices. What about the eggs? Eggs. Or as Trump says, eggs. That's all people were saying. And now, you know, it's moving so fast that even Dems can't keep up with their talking points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jasmine Crockett bitched about high egg prices yesterday. Like, woman, have you seen
the market price? You're a couple weeks behind, retard.
Yeah.
And fuel prices continue to drop. Energy prices. Yes. I mean, and that's the real, as we've said for a long time, the real driver of inflation. You know, even just a small thing like President Trump requiring truck drivers to be fluent in English.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
One, that makes more jobs available for Americans. But two...
Safety.
Yeah.
Safety.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I saw there was a massive accident. The freaking driver needed, like, the translation app or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think. Unfortunately, it was one of those things where it got lost in the refresh. I couldn't read it. But, yeah, something like that. So, it's fantastic. Yeah, the energy part is excellent, too. I don't know if you caught Doug Burgum totally taking Caitlin Collins to school over the renewed American energy policy. And now, basically, she tried to be like, well, you know, Biden was great. And he's like, no, actually, Biden sucked.
Yeah.
Actually, Biden hamstrung American energy capacity. But now we're back to those levels, and we're flourishing.
Yep.
So...
Illegal immigration continues, and the border security. I mean, the border's not even a problem anymore.
No, it's not.
99.999% stopped.
It's secure.
Yeah, it is secure. And we continue to deport violent, illegal aliens out of this country. Gang members, rapists, murderers, terrorists, all the people we've been talking about for years.
One of them tried to attack the Lady Gaga concert in Brazil.
I saw that.
You saw that? Yeah, plotted. We got him out of here, and he's not good people.
Yep. Oh, and by the way, Maryland man.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out He is a MS-13 gang member and was a fucking human trafficker.
And
confirmed.
And a wife beater.
Yeah, well, we knew that, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, just a Maryland man.
Funny how that...
Also, they're not even his kids, by the way. I found that out recently.
They're not his kids?
No, they're someone else's kids. And that's how this all came out, was the court filing from the father to remove the children from the home because this guy was a gang member.
Yeah, that guy's nuts.
It's crazy.
Funny how that story all of a sudden just died.
Uh-huh. It's crazy.
And are there any more planned Dem trips to Club Med down there to have margaritas with them?
Oh,
and this
yeah.
type of stuff?
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Maryland man. Oh, yep. My God.
Constituent.
That was the better one.
Oh, yes.
Was that
yes,
Van Hollen meets
yes.
constituent in yes. El Salvador.
Mm-hmm.
He's not coming back. So, everyone just...
Yep, get
just
over
accept it.
It.
Accept it. His ass is staying in jail.
Get over it, and a lot more are going, too.
Yeah.
Except these activist judges continue to try to get in the way of our deportations.
Yeah.
A federal judge in New York, I'm sure it was a Biden appointee or Obama, ruled that the Alien Enemies Act cannot be used to remove Venezuelan gang members.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the whole game plan here, by the way,
yeah.
is to just try to slow this down as much as possible.
Yeah, clog it up.
And they say, oh, well, but these illegals, they have to get due process. Fuck that.
No, they don't.
Fuck that. What, did Lake and Riley get due process?
Yeah. Also, we can bring them... Biden can bring all these people in, but we can't ship them out.
Yeah, well, yeah. Biden can fly these illegals in using taxpayer money, but we can't send them out. We
can't send them out, yeah.
That's good. That's good.
It's getting to a point where, like, do we have to either impeach or dissolve these district...
Oops. I think so.
And do we ignore the rulings?
I think so.
We should too.
Yes.
This is a national security priority.
Yeah.
So we're really, the left is really going to die on this hill of we shouldn't be deporting terrorists.
Yeah. Well, and then of course you have the usual sob stories of, they deported a kid with cancer. Yeah, because the mother chose to take the kid with cancer out of the country.
Yeah.
Families can be deported together.
Yeah. And the kid, and the kids can come back any day.
Yeah.
Any day,
yeah.
they could be put back.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, no. We can't. Luckily, that story got shot to
yeah.
shit and died.
Well, Kristi Noem went before Congress, Secretary of Homeland Security. Yeah. And take a listen to how these Dems, these fucking indignant Dems that are just so arrogant and ignorant about everything that real Americans want in this country and what they elected President Trump to do. Take a listen to what this retard had to say.
Fundamental right of individuals. Do you believe that the Constitution grants everyone in our country the right to due process, including non-citizens?
The administration has the authority to...
Ma'am, I'm looking for a yes or no question. Yes or no. Do you believe the Constitution... Yes, ma'am. Do you... Ma'am,
reclaiming
my time, Mr. Chairman.
Time is yours.
Okay. Secretary Noem, I'm just looking for a yes or no here. Do you believe the Constitution guarantees due process to everyone in America?
Due process is exactly what this Congress
yes
lays out.
Yes or no?
It is,
okay, ma'am, I'll take
that
as a no.
On due process
excuse me. I'm trying, ma'am. I'm trying to ascertain your understanding of the law as it applies to your department, and you, as its leader, should be able to give us a yes or no answer because judge after judge has ruled that the law is not being followed. Do you believe that the U.S. government has the authority to deport American citizens?
No, and we are not deporting
okay,
U.S. citizens.
I'm so happy to hear that you do not believe that the law gives you that authority because the federal government has no authority under U.S. laws to deport any American citizen. And as I know, everyone viewing this hearing today knows that several American citizens have been deported to date. Secretary Noem, that was not a question. Secretary Noem, that oath that we both swore before taking office was to protect and defend the Constitution. Of the United
States. Lie after lie after lie. False narratives. Just, I've never even heard of this rep. But, you know, you can...
Well, most of them, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's just absolute insanity what's going on. But at least we're still forging ahead. We are fighting ahead, and we're notching wins as we go along here. You know, we knew it wasn't going to be easy.
No, and neither did they. I mean, that's why they were prepared for all the post-election lawfare.
Yeah.
Appeal everything.
Yeah.
And they're willing to appeal everything, which is good.
Some key wins yesterday, especially on the military front. The Supreme Court upholding... the Supreme Court supporting the decision to ban the trannies out of the military.
Yeah.
Now, this is just a removal, I believe, or no, it's a stay on the preliminary injunction.
Yeah. The ban could go into effect.
It could go into effect. They haven't ruled on the merits yet, which I assume they're probably going to be the same vote on that.
Yeah.
You could guess who voted against it. But yeah, that's another great one.
Yeah.
Our great Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, who's doing just a great job cleaning up the Pentagon over there, taking it to the Houthis, I mean, making America's military lethal again.
Yeah.
And restoring the warrior mentality over at the Pentagon. Gave a keynote speech yesterday at Special Operations Forces Week in Tampa. Take a listen.
We are leaving wokeness and weakness behind. No more pronouns, no more climate change obsession, no more emergency vaccine mandates, no more dudes in dresses. We're done with that shit.
Love every second of that. That's so good. Yep. He is the guy we needed over there, and that's why we fought so hard to get him confirmed. And he's turning into, I think, what will go down as one of the best Secretaries of Defense we've ever had in this country's history. Also, Pete Hegseth ordering a 20% reduction in four-star generals.
Ooh.
Declaring, quote, less generals, more GIs. And that's how we're going to achieve peace through strength. Currently, the U.S. military has 44 four-star generals, roughly one general for every 1,400 troops, compared to one for every 6,000 during World War II. And that's just that's what you got to do. You got to get the bureaucrats out of it. Because most of those guys, and I'm not going to say all, because there are some great generals still, most of them have been put in positions of power in this new administration. But there's a lot of them who don't support the mission. And
got to clean house.
You got to get rid of them.
You got to get rid of them, They're four stars. They can be pensioned out. They'll be fine.
otherwise, what else we got going? Oh, we got the conclave going.
Yes.
Conclave's going. We'll get a new pope.
Yes.
Hopefully a good pope, a based pope. We shall see.
A warrior pope?
Bring back the crusades.
Bring it back.
But the laugh of the day here, the clip of the day, I couldn't believe. I had to listen to this multiple times. I couldn't believe what they said on live TV coverage of this. Take a listen.
One thing to understand is that all of that takes time. You know, we imagine in the conclave that there's all this charged political debate going on. No, inside the Sistine Chapel itself, virtually the entire time that the cardinals are inside is given over to the ritual of the balloting. Mm. Each ballot takes about an hour and a half, and with this extraordinary number of electors, it'll probably even take a little longer.
So they sit the whole time? They don't stand up and
most of them will
legs?
Tell no, most of them will tell you that while that's going on, they're sitting reading their breviary, that's a book of prayers that clergy have, or praying a rosary, or doing, the one thing we know they're not doing is checking Instagram because their devices have all been
confiscated. I believe the kids call it raw dogging it if you're going to go through a long period of time with no electronic device.
Yeah. Oh, right. Well, they're of a certain age, so they might be used to
it. I just wanted to...
I do not think that word means what you think it means. We will leave it at that. Of course, you know what to do. If you have any comments, email us, triggered@townhall.com. We love hearing from you, and I still read all those emails, so you can email me anytime, triggered@townhall.com. And if you enjoy Triggered and want to get it uncensored, become a Town Hall VIP member at townhallvip.com. Use the promo code FIGHT for 60% off your membership. You'll be funding directly what we're doing here at Town Hall Media, fighting to save the country. And we're doing a lot of cool stuff. We got a new documentary coming out soon on the first 100 days of Trump that essentially starts at the assassination attempt and how God saved President Trump's life and through the first 100 days, and been working a lot on that. And I think you guys are really going to like that. So keep an eye out on our sites, and we'll be posting about it on social media. It'll be coming out either later this week, hopefully, or early next week. And so I will hopefully be back here next Wednesday to host, and hopefully we will have won this fight against Rhino Tom Tillis and the treachery that he's trying to execute up on Capitol Hill. And there's a lot of other stuff going on up there, too. We didn't necessarily get to a lot of reconciliation stuff. There's also some other nominations, some judicial nominations, U.S. Attorney for District of New York stuff, that some of these Republicans just need to get the hell in line. So keep pressure on your members of Congress, because that's the only thing that is really slowing us down right now, besides, of course, these liberal activist junkies. So, all right, hopefully I will see you next week. I will be here as much as humanly possible. And, of course, if you'd like to email me, triggered@townhall.com. I love hearing from you all. And we will be back here for another episode of Triggered next Wednesday, May 14th.
See you then.